A new recording. I think it's a new recording. Hello, I'm here with Helen Gillam at Blackheath. Thank you for joining us, Helen.
Lovely to be here.
And what we'll talk about this morning is your fantastic garden. But first of all, what happened for you on the Edible Garden Trail Day? Were you open all weekend as a starter?
We were only open on Saturday because a previous occasion when we opened both days, I needed to go on a three-week holiday afterwards.
It was too tiring,
wasn't it? We co-opted neighbours to help. It was, you know, and we just didn't have anyone to help, so we just thought, let's do one day, keep it manageable. And it was actually a really lovely day because people who like gardens are really lovely people.
They are, in particular people who like edible gardens. Mm. They usually very strongly have strong social conscience and environmental conscience.
I was really impressed by the number of particularly young women coming through with young families, very interested in a whole range of things, not just the vegetables, but also the upper garden, which is full of ornamentals and fruit trees.
Keep going. After that little pause.
Yes, lots of particularly young women very interested in edible gardens, but also, as I said, lots of people interested in the upper garden as well, where there's some things are more than 100 years old.
Oh. So you bought this house with already established garden?
Yes, well, there was, yes. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a garden, but there were trees and shrubs that were very, very, very old, still are. Some are probably approaching the end of their lives, like a couple of Japanese maples, because they are so very, very old.
Mm.
But we've put in a lot of fruit trees and a couple of herb gardens up on that level, because the vegetable gardens are actually down on an old tennis court.
Yes, yeah. So you'd like to have some things close to the house.
Yeah, well, the herbs that you're using for cooking all the time, that works really well.
Mm. And so, did you have many people on the garden trail?
Yes, we had. Look, it wasn't as busy as the first year that we were open, and I've tried to think why. It was still really busy. Like, we had about there were more than 114 people, or was it 134? I can't remember.
Right, okay.
You know, so it was pretty busy, but the first time we were open, we had more than double that on the first day. And I think it's because there actually weren't as many gardens in Blackheath this time, because you need a bit of a critical mass.
Mm, possibly.
Mm.
Yeah. But also, the Edible Garden Trail, as you know, is spreading. And so
yes.
There's a big one in Sydney.
Yeah. There's one on the Central Coast.
Yes, I'm going up for that one. And there was one up at Singleton. There's now in other capital cities. So it's all sprung from here.
Mm.
It's very exciting to see that happen.
No, it is. In fact, someone that came was from the Central Coast.
Okay.
And there were a few people from Blackheath, which was particularly lovely, but most people weren't. No, so they were all really, really nice, with a lot of really sensible questions, and also really interested in the compost setup we've got, and really interested in the chickens.
I'm not sure you had chickens before, did you?
Yeah, we had chickens. Had chickens for a long time. I didn't put signs on everything, but I made big, colourful signs saying what many of the things were.
Right.
But I just thought I'll run my printer out of coloured ink if I did everything.
Yeah. What I did for mine was I did a little map and then photocopied it and put it on underneath, plastic.
Oh, that's good.
And then just handed out the map to people so they could explore.
Oh, that's good.
So that's something that we would do it next year.
Well, I've kept all my printed things.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they too are in plastic, and I have little things that I could tie them on with.
Yeah, yeah. That made it much easier. People just sort of do their own thing.
Mm.
Well, in a few minutes we'll go down and explore your garden. Did you get to go and see any of the other gardens?
Look, we went on Sunday to see Ross's garden in Katoomba because he's a friend and we really wanted to see that. But we had other things that we had to do on the Sunday, so I didn't get to any others. But I was really pleased to see Ross's because he's kind of the master of covering the vegetables, you know, lots of greenhouses and lots of netted areas, but permanently netted.
Yes, that's a big job.
It's a big job. I have more transitory netting, which is a pain in the neck, but maybe I'll start doing permanent covers one at a time.
Yeah. One of the things that I found really useful, and still do, is, you know, those wire wardrobe inserts. I think it used to be called, I can't remember the name, but people throw them out on the side of the street. These little wire baskets.
Oh, the people put their shoes in. Oh, the baskets that go in as drawers.
Yes, those.
Oh, okay, you
and
use those.
I pick those up on the side of the road, and then when something's new or vulnerable, I put that over the new plants and it helps them get established.
Well, I do have things to put over new plants. My problem is, well, it's not really a problem. I like to share with them. The bower birds are very keen on my garden. The possum's great. It doesn't go near it. And we certainly have a possum because it lives in the ceiling.
Right.
I like it. I like that possum. But the bower birds can demolish a row of beans in half an hour.
Absolutely. So, they're terrible, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they can strip a plum tree, a really fully laden plum tree in an afternoon.
Yeah. So there's... I have all the fruit trees covered with... steel Rio and conduit so that I can just slip covers over the entire thing.
Oh, okay, I'll come and have a look at those in a few
really
minutes.
That works really well.
So in a few minutes we'll go outside. In the meantime, we're going to have a quick cup of coffee.